The Utah Museum of Fine Art will reopen this weekend after a 1.5-year hiatus, featuring several new exhibits. KUER's Eric Newman reports.
When you first step into the exhibit by New York artist Spencer Finch, you see a narrow line of colors, like paint swatches, wrapping around the museum's expansive Great Hall.
So he treated this like a map of Great Salt Lake, and he took 3 days to circumnavigate Great Salt Lake.
That's Whitney Tassi, the senior curator of the Utah Museum of Fine Art. She's describing the journey Finch took around the Great Salt Lake, meticulously recording the colors of shrubs, rock, earth, and salt that makes up one of the museum's new exhibits.
It's a record. It's a way of translating that journey for each visitor that comes here.
Another exhibit is called Here, Here. In it, black and white wood and papier-mâché orbs, boxes, and geometric shapes fill a room, inviting viewers to assemble them into their own interactive works. Janelle and her sister Lisa Iglesias go by Las Hermanas Iglesias. They're visiting Utah to produce the exhibit.
They're there as sort of raw material for the viewer to reinvent and remake the space as they see fit.
During the 19 months the museum was closed, resources went into cleaning and restoring artwork that was previously in storage, developing exhibit interpretation in Spanish, and upgrading the climate system in the museum building to protect the art inside. Gretchen Dietrich is the executive director of the UMFA.
Now we've been able to use new technologies inside our walls to improve our vapor barrier so that moist, warmer air is going to stay in the building better, especially in the wintertime.
Dietrich says patrons have never seen nearly 50% of the museum's artwork. The full restoration, installation, and retrofit cost just under $5 million. The museum reopens on Saturday. Eric Newman, KUER News.